This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. In 2011, black youth in Dane County were 15 times more likely to spend time in jail than white youth. And once kids get into the system, that can lead to challenges that ripple throughout their lives. As Bridget Bowden reports, one program in Madison is aiming to curb those numbers by introducing kids to art.
The program is called Making Justice, and today they're making pizza.
So take a piece of dough, find a spot, and I will...
Making Justice is an art program for kids who've had contact with the justice system. It's run by Madison Public Library, where Jesse View is a teen services librarian.
By definition, teenagers are at risk. And so all teenagers in my philosophy are at risk because, that's when you take chances, and we all did.
Making Justice started in 2013 and now serves about 500 kids each year. The goal is to provide a platform for them to express themselves, learn new skills, and meet potential mentors. Kids across the county participate in the program, including those in the Dane County Juvenile Detention Center.
The most basic outcome is to have tried something new and know whether or not you like it based on experience and not just word of mouth or reading about it or making assumptions.
Today's group meets once a week, and the kids were referred to Making Justice by the court. At the end of the program, they'll put on an art show. Surprise is a high school junior. She says she's tried a lot of new things in the class.
Working with people and getting to learn stuff you didn't think it was possible to learn, like art. I hate art. And when you bring art in me, it won't work. But I did it. So, yeah.
And in this class, pizza is considered art.
Art to me can be gardening, it can be cooking, painting, screen printing. It can be so many different things.
That's local artist Carlos Gacharna, one of the program's partners. He grew up in Madison and says he took some risks when he was younger.
Police officers, that kind of thing, could have sent me down a different path, but decided not to.
He says he could have easily been in the same situation as the kids in the program, but he got lucky.
So what I'm hoping to do is so many of the kids that I see are on the edge. So if I can just pull them back before they get into one of those situations where you might not get lucky, then, hopefully I did a good job.
In addition to making pizza, the kids get a lesson about anthropology. They learn that food is one of the best ways to learn about other cultures. Gacharna says he tries to make the classes about more than just what they're making.
To me, art is a vehicle to teach about a whole bunch of stuff. So I get to teach about culture, I get to teach about science, I get to teach about history, about elements of design. So in a sense, it's a vehicle to teach about expanding learning in general.
Gacharna and the other partners have a great rapport with the kids. They play the music they like. They make jokes. You might even say they're cool. When sixth grader Tremaine's pizza collapses on its way to the oven, Gacharna helps him fix it.
We had a pizza turn calzone back into a pizza.
I'm kind of angry and happy at the same time. Now I created a new thing.
For Gacharna, Making Justice is about more than just the skills they're teaching.
I feel like we're on the front lines of dismantling the school-to-prison pipeline.
He says art and good mentors were what made the difference for him, and he hopes it's the same for the kids in the program. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.